The Torah introduces us to the mitzvah of nedarim, of taking a vow, using our words to effect a mitzvah, upholding our words, upholding the neder, and not violating it. Lo yachel devaro. Interestingly enough, the Torah does not begin with Moshe Rabbeinu telling the entire nation about this at once, but rather, Vaydaber Moshe Rashei HaMatot, Levnei Yisrael Emor. Moshe Rabbeinu gathered together the elites, the leaders of every Shevet, Rashei HaMatot, and he instructed them about the Mitzvah of Nedarim first. Rav Mordechai Eliyahu points out how if you want to effect change in a nation, you want change to permeate amongst the people, you have to start at the top. The leaders are the ones who are the role models. Everyone is watching their every move under a magnifying glass and scrutinizing their every action. If the leaders are people of integrity, of truth, then people will see that and follow suit. That's not only true when it comes to a nation, though. Each and every one of us is the leader of our people in our home. Our children watch our every move. If we tell them we will give them something, we make a promise and we don't deliver, that is promoting deceit. The Gemara tells us how we can't do that. And the Gemara tells a story about Rav. Rav's wife used to always do the opposite of what he said. When he wanted bistro for dinner, she would get him Shiraz. And when he would want Shiraz for dinner, she would get him bistro. She never did what he wanted, only the opposite. So you would think, just say the opposite and you'll get what you want. Rav never did it. And not only that, when Rabbi Chiya, Rav's son, Rabbi Chiya, went and switched the order and asked for the opposite for his father Rav, Rav said, that's not okay. We don't lie. The integrity, a person's integrity, is too important. Limdu l'shonam daber sheker, Yirmiyahu Navi chastises Am Yisrael for not keeping their word, for being people of sheker. Whereas being an anshei emet, people of integrity, yisharim, lays the groundwork for the Beit HaMikdash to be rebuilt. Deceit precipitates exile and the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. If we want the Beit HaMikdash back, if we want others to be anshei emet, we have to be good role models. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu instructs with the Nedarim in this week's parasha, we have to be anshei emet and keep our word and be people of integrity inside and outside of our home with whoever our flock may be.